We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As it turns out, a majority of San Francisco voters are on board with a ballot measure requiring those getting welfare benefits to be screened for drugs. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, we're talking about a majority. How big a majority?
66%. That means two out of three voters in San Francisco are in favor of this controversial measure put out by their mayor, London Breed. It's called Proposition F, and it would require single adults, okay, single, not family adults, single adults to undergo screening if it appears that they are, you know, using drugs. And if they are found to be positive, then they have to agree to some form of treatment. That doesn't mean they have to go into a hospital. Maybe they can get some outpatient treatment, but they just have to agree to the treatment. They don't have to be in it right away. They just have to go with the program of trying to get themselves fixed up. And this has got a lot of opposition from the Board of Supervisors and some pretty big names there that are saying, and from the Democratic Central Committee as well, which voted not to endorse it, saying that it's draconian and that it's a burden on those people in need of help. But the voters, once again, are big in favor of it. And it's one of those classic, you know, City Hall showdowns that we've seen going on in San Francisco for as long as I can remember.
Phil, it's interesting because when you're taking away the welfare, these are people who are already struggling. They're marginally housed. And then now you're not going to give them that, to force them into treatment. But also, we've had so much crime. So people don't want that as well. Because that is, sometimes people who do drugs do some crime too.
No, absolutely. No. Many times they do, Margie. I mean, you've got to feed the habit. And, you know, the $680 that you're going to get from San Francisco a month probably isn't going to cover it. But what it is that, yes, you are going to have those problems. And they say, well, if you take this away, then it's only going to make it worse. And that is the argument that people make. But the public looks at it and goes, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where's the line between making it worse and enabling them to keep doing it. And, you know, and when you see them using drugs out on the open street, now this would be for people that are receiving welfare. And as opposed to people just that don't even have that together to do that. But no, Margie, that is the back and forth. What's going to be the which way to go? And on this one, the voters seem to be with they want some sort of accountability or some sort of attempt to make people change their behavior. And, you know, as I was thinking about this, and you and I and Eric have been around San Francisco City Hall for years, and I was trying to think of the last time that the Board of Supervisors actually agreed with a mayor on policies regarding homelessness. They don't agree with London Breed in many cases. They sure didn't agree with Mayor Ed Lee. And before that, they didn't agree with Gavin Newsom's Care Not Cash. And before that, they didn't like Willie Brown's approach. It's a pretty consistent thing here. And and that's why we constantly have this split. And once again, we're seeing this split, but it looks like the voters are taking the side of the mayor once again.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.